Texans case, they expect so much more, and they're not, you know, they're disappointed. And I wonder just what the real story is when you guys come to a bowl.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, I'll tell you that. You know.
What, obviously winning first and foremost, but what would you like to be able to say when this game's over?
You know, the ultimate goal is to go out and get a W, a win. And, you know, at the end of the day, hopefully we sit back and, you know, say that you gave everything you got and, you know, you did your best in helping the team win the game. It's not going to be easy winning this game. Oklahoma's a great football team, and, you know, we're going to have to go out there and play our best football.
When the pairings were announced on that Sunday, as players, do you say you want the best possible opponent?
I mean, yeah. You're always looking to play good teams. You know, it's going to be a good game. They're well coached. You know, I guess you wouldn't say you want to play, you know, I don't know how to say this, a lesser opponent. I mean,
but Oklahoma's brand name.
Yeah, and, you know, it's gonna be good. You know, it's going to be a good game, and we're excited to play them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
What's it been like for you guys since you've been down here?
It's been nice. The weather's been nice. People around here have been treating us excellent. The food, you know, we got a great place to practice, and we're just getting ready to play a game.
I know right now your mindset is on this week and playing this game Friday night. When the game's over, how, and you have a chance to, you know, think things through as far as a possible decision, so whether you're to go pro or stay for your senior year, do you have a timetable in mind as far as when you want to have that decision made by, or like, is that something you want to straighten out right away, or...
I'll sit down and think about it a day or two after the game, but, you know, it has to be done by January 15th or whatever, but, you know, I'll sit down and think about it, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Did you file the paperwork for...
Yeah.
Okay. And, how much of that do you feel is going to be based, is going to factor into your decision?
You know, that'll probably factor in quite a bit.
With Oklahoma, what stands out to you about their defense?
They're a good team, well coached. Their defense plays hard. They got good athletes. You know, it's gonna be a good opponent to face for our offense.
The defensive end, I think he's a Big 12 defensive player. What stands out about him? I would imagine you're gonna be going up against him.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's an excellent athlete. Smart. He's been around a while. Be a good opportunity to play against a good opponent.
How have things changed for the offense in light of the news of Marcus? Have you found yourselves not focusing as much on the run here in practice, or is it something where you do run the ball as much but just maybe throw in some wrinkles for some of those younger backs and allow them to be more effective?
We've been practicing the same that we always do. You know, the same, pretty much, you know, the same philosophy, what we do here at Iowa, and, you know, I don't think we're going to change over one single player. We, you know, here at Iowa, we expect, you know, if somebody gets hurt or goes down or can't go, you know, the next guy is expected to step up. Like I said, they've been practicing the whole year. You know, they're young or whatever the case might be, or they haven't played as much, but you expect them to step up, and I know whoever steps in there is going to do a good job and do the job right.